You might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Decorating for the holiday season isn't complete without a visit to Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's. Stay out of the cold and shop Daniel's indoor greenhouse for fresh trees, fragrant wreaths, and colorful poinsettias. Let the kids select the trees named after cartoon characters and superheroes. See the model train displays of Santa's train land on weekends and bring your camera for a picture in Santa's sleigh. Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's is open every day. Online at danielsfarmandgreenhouses.com. Unwrap your share of up to $150,000 in cash and free slot play when you pick your present on Fridays, December 4th, 11th, and 18th from Hollywood Casino.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Christmas time all over the world.
Hey, Sammy.
And Christmas here at home. The church bells chime wherever we roam.
Every time I hear Sammy Davis Jr., I actually hear Dan Strauss doing Sammy Davis Jr. Well, that's right, babe.
I dig him.
The snow is in most of the world.
We are anxiously awaiting your calls. Let's light these phones up. And we will give you all our time till Colin Jeffrey comes in here. It's all yours. I don't know what we can help you with, but we'll try. And we don't care why you call. The only show that doesn't screen the callers, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. We welcome George. George, how are you?
Hey, Frank.
George.
Eon.
George.
Hello.
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 Tokyo, are we reaching?
What's up, George?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You guys were talking, I don't know, a couple months ago, but I haven't had a chance to call in, but I do now. But talking about, you know, dental accidents, you know, with your teeth and all that stuff. You had to deal with, like, ballast don't care, and talking all about it. But I got a great story for you. My dad was a dentist, God rest his soul, back in the day. And he did a full reconstruction on this lady. She more or less deep-throated a steering wheel back in the 70s or whatever.
Mm.
And my dad had to give her, you know, full mouth reconstruction. So it took, like, you know, however many months to get it done. So he comes home from work one day, and he goes, yeah, I finally got Miss So-and-so all back together, and guess what happened? And I was like, what? She's looking in the rearview mirror, checking out her teeth and rear ends of tractor and trailer, turned around and came right back.
Oh, my goodness. Knocked her new teeth out.
Oh, yeah. Done.
I'm sure dentists have great stories.
Oh, man, he had a bunch of them. I mean, I don't have enough time now, but, you know, I'll let other callers come in. But I just wanted to call and share that with you. And, man, don't retire, dude. I mean, do it from your house or something.
No, I'm not. I have no plans to retire. I just, it's going to happen one day. It's just going to happen. I'm going to retire one day.
You could do it from your house.
Okay.
You get up. Stay in your underwear and do a live show. You know, I'm sitting here in my underwear. You know, kind of like Mike Evans does.
How do you know we don't come to the studio in our underwear?
I don't think the technology's there quite yet.
Well, you're probably right there.
So, George, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and have a great holiday season, and I will talk to you soon.
You bet. Thank you, George. Don't wait till 2 months next time to call us either. Oprah Winfrey, thank goodness she's coming out with another book. Oh, man, I don't know about you, but I was thinking, when's Oprah coming out with another book? This is, it says it's going to a memoir that will draw on her own life story. Now, here's the title of the book, The Life You Want. I hate books like this. You can do anything. You can change the world. No, you can't. Probably you can't. I told you, one day I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be the most negative, glass half-empty book And basically it'll say, I don't care how
hard
you
try.
Don't even try, because you're probably going to fail, and you're going to lose your investors' money. And we all had great ideas over time, and they just didn't go anywhere. So get ready for big disappointment.
Save your energy.
Hey, I missed. I hit a button and sent the thing, but Vedra is calling from Israel right now.
Ooh, wow. What a nice name, Vedra. Yeah. Vedra, how are you?
Hi, Frank.
Vedra, you sound like you're calling from Mississippi.
That's because I'm calling from my work phone. I actually have a job working out of a moving company out of Houston. So I have a phone that works via the internet.
Vedra, it's crystal clear. You're in Israel?
Yes, sir.
This is clearer.
I'm AM in the AM.
This is clearer than any phone from call
we've
from St.
Today.
Louis. Yeah, every St. Louis call we've had has not been as crystal clear as this. This is unbelievable. And you're calling through the internet using your computer. This is great. What can we do for you all the way in Israel?
Frank, you know what? Here's the thing. I used to live in Southern Illinois back, about 10 years ago. And I listened to you guys all the time. Back when you actually had a few other members of your crew, you had like a, what was it? You had Karen and, what was his name?
We can't remember. Peter Daly, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Anyway, I called once
anyway.
Before and
That's all. Thanks for saying that.
I needed the problem solvers back then, and I need the problem solvers again this time, this go around.
Well,
now
are
they still around?
Yeah, and I want to get your name right. It's Vedra?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Vedra, hang on. You need us because we are
the problem solvers.
What all the way in Israel is your problem?
My problem is this. You know, since I've gotten reacquainted with you guys, I started listening to you again since I found your little KTRS mobile app on my phone. So now I listen to you guys. And I've gotten reacquainted with you guys. And now here's my problem. Since I've been listening to you guys again, my sense of humor has become all warped.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Beautiful.
It's like I no longer find things that normal people around here find funny because they don't have frank opinion behind it saying, see what it did there? See what it did there?
You know what? You don't need to associate with those people except on a very limited basis.
Let me give you an example. Here's my problem, and this is when I really realize that I have a problem. You know, Adele's coming all out, and everybody's all in love with her music and
not
stuff.
Me.
And
not me.
Hello.
Yeah, not me. I'm already sick of that song. I was sick of it the second time I heard it.
So I saw this little this picture people were passing around on Facebook and stuff, and it had this picture of the Philadelphia cream cheese, and in the middle of the word Philadelphia is the actual letters that spell out the word Adele, and it had her picture there. And everybody was passing this around and cracking up laughing at it and thought it was just the funniest thing. And I'm like, are you serious? Is that funny?
Yeah.
Really?
To them, what does that tell you? To them, that's hysterical. Yeah.
I know. And I'm like, if you guys only listen to the kind of comedy that I listen to every day.
Warped
then you guys,
comedy.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You need to talk to Dick Heat over there. You need to tell them you guys need a raise because you got people all the way over in Israel.
You want comedy? You can't handle comedy.
She is going back away.
Yeah. You've got history with us. I can tell.
Man. I do. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Vedra, we learned a long time ago. There's some people that just... they've just made their minds up. They're not going to laugh at most things that are really funny. They'll laugh at mediocre type stuff. Thank goodness you haven't let them influence you and ruin your sense of humor.
What time is it there?
Oh, hold on. Let me see.
I can't believe this connection.
21 after midnight.
21 after midnight on December 9th already?
So 8 hours ahead.
So it's already tonight.
Yeah, we're 8 hours ahead of you guys.
Now, what are you doing in Israel? What work are you doing? What kind of work?
I work because I don't speak Hebrew very well. I got a job that I can still speak English. I work for a moving company based out of Houston, Texas. So I have that's why I have this internet phone. And so when I call customers there, they actually think that I'm calling from Houston.
Wow.
And I sell a moving company there.
Can I ask the software or the app or whatever it is you use to make the calls on? Is it a program or a software or?
Ring Central. It's kind of like Vonage. Yeah. It's sort of like that, but it's
Holy
called
cow,
Ring Central.
Holy cow, it's crystal clear. Yeah,
no, it's, it's unbelievable. It's like you're now. Oh, look, wait, she's out in the hall. She's right outside the window.
Hey!
No, I'm just kidding. it's like you're in the building
on
an intercom.
Do you have a really fast internet connection there?
Yeah, last time I did the speedtest.net, I'm supposed to get the upload speed. I'm supposed to get 3, but I only have like 0.98 right now. I'm actually going to have to call the internet company and tell them.
It's working great. It's working great for phone calls. I'll tell you that.
So you have a house there and everything, and or do you?
No, my wife and I. That's why I'm here because I the United States. Back when I moved here, the United States didn't go. They didn't go along with homosexual couples. So I came here to be with my partner.
Hold on, Vader. You're a lesbian.
I am.
Oh, we cannot accept Dan. We cannot talk to her anymore. We can't accept this.
Yeah, you don't go for that.
We don't go for that. No,
we don't.
So, how long have you been with your partner?
7 years. We actually just got married in Denmark.
Now, did she go over there with you? Obviously, she's with you there, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, when she and I met, she was in the States, and then her visa ran out, and so she had to come back here to Israel, and so, it just worked out better since we knew we were always going to have problems until they legalized gay marriage there in the States. We knew we were always going to have problems trying to be together there in the States, so I came here to be with her.
So
I've been here for the last 7 years.
So since gay marriage is now legal in...
Well, they already got married. It doesn't matter.
No, I know that. I know that. But since it's legal now in a lot of the states, or some of the states.
Will you come back?
Mm-hmm. Will you come back?
Definitely. We're planning on coming back. We're just getting our ducks in a row right now, getting the money saved up. We're planning on, we're hoping to be able to settle down in South Carolina. And I'll still listen to you guys while I'm there, too.
But does the same thing apply to same-sex marriage as it does to opposite-sex marriage when you're here? A girl comes over and marries an American guy, so that girl... Mm-hmm. She becomes a citizen then. Does that rule apply?
Well, we're going through our lawyer now, and what she recommended is that we go ahead and we come there with a permanent green card so that there won't be any question there at customs, or the customs agent won't be able to question. She'll have the permanent green card, and she'll be able to come right in, and then once she gets that, we can work on her temporary citizenship and then eventually full citizenship, I guess.
Cool. Well, let us know when you get home, and don't even wait till then to call us again. You can call here anytime with this connection. We'd be happy to hear from you. And, hey, I'm really glad you called, and good luck to you and your partner. And don't ever call here again until you straighten out your sinful life, okay?
Yeah, because you don't go for that, Frank.
No, we don't go for that. So when you decide to walk the straight and narrow, you call us back, okay?
All right. Now, do I get to hear We've Done It Again?
You absolutely have.
Chorus, come in here, chorus.
Yeah. We've done it again.
There they are. We've done it. Vedra, it was a pleasure.
All right, Frank. Thanks so much. You guys have a great day.
Bye-bye. Okay, let me again go back to my...
How we cannot figure out in this...
Let me go back to my police radio comparison.
Yeah.
You heard her, and she's in Israel. All right, here today, if you go next to a police car, here's what a car-to-car or car just sounds like. How's that?
I mean, we could get somebody down the hall to call into the phone here, and it wouldn't sound...
It would need a cleaner. Like that was incredible. What you said was ring something?
Ring Central?
Ring Central.
So can we do that when we're in Jamaica, if we have...
We could, but we're not working.
No, I know that, but if we have internet connection, you can make a phone call back here through the internet?
I mean, through Skype, you can make a phone call.
But it never
sounds that clean.
It doesn't
have to be video necessarily.
I mean, that's right, yeah.
Because Skype, you're trying to do video and audio and have it both bandwidth big enough for that.
That's the problem, too. Where we go, there's never really, really fast internet.
Good internet.
It's always spotty.
Yeah.
And, I think that's the
worst
big
was Mexico.
Thing for
those who don't know, we used to do the show. We do 3 days of the week that we were in Mexico. We did it from Jamaica. It was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. And then you got to lug that stuff. You got to take an engineer down. And we actually had to work and then spend the morning worrying about who we're going to interview. Forget that. We're in the Caribbean. We're not working. So we stopped doing that a long time ago because we're lazy. And because the, technically, the, it was, they were 10 years behind the United States, especially Mexico.
Yeah.
And still, a lot of resorts in Mexico, if you go and you turn on the TV, it's like your old TV looked in 1963 when you go out and turn the antenna to try to get a better picture. Horrible. Coral. So we they cleaned a lot of that up, though. Jamaica, especially in the grill where we're going this time. Oh, can I tell people about Archie?
Sure.
I didn't know this till today, folks. You folks who are going with us, you're going to get to meet in Jamaica the one and only. At that time, he'll be the one-year-old Archie Geist. He's going on our trip. I didn't even know that. Our little Archie's going to Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
That kid's been everywhere.
Yeah.
He needs to learn that song, I've Been Everywhere, man, because he has. I think that's great that he's gone.
Yeah, because it really is no more. I mean, he'll be a lap child, so there won't be an extra seat. It's really convenient.
You realize we are 5 weeks
out. I know.
We're 5 weeks out, and I don't know if it's possible for anybody to still jump on this trip. I don't know. You'd have to call Julie.
All the information is still on the Facebook page.
Still on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM in the PM. I'm going to do a little business, and then we're going to get Colin Jeffrey in here. And he's going to talk about the world of entertainment. My job right now is to say to you, if you're listening, that about a 99.5% chance that you have to use a heating and cooling company at some point because you probably have heating and cooling. I'm going to say 0.5% of our audience has no heating and no cooling. It's probably high, but let's go with that. To the rest of you, you're going to have to use somebody. You may not need them this year. You may not need them this month. You may not need them until it drops to 0 or 5 below here, which it probably will, at least 5 degrees above zero. And you're in a panic and you don't want pipes to freeze. Maybe that's when you'll need them. Well, the company we want you to need is Matheny. You can call anybody. We can't stop you. But here's what we know about Matheny. 73 years in business, if that's important to you. I don't know that that's the top of the list as to why you call, because there are other companies that have been around a while. There's one I hear advertising, they've been around 50 years, they make a big deal out of it. And I go, well, if that's such a big deal, then everybody listening to your commercial should call Matheny, because they've been around 73 years. It's a combination of things. It's how long they've been doing what they do, because what you learn by that is they've done something right or they wouldn't still be in business all that time. And then, how well trained are they? Do they only work on Train, or do they only work on American Standard? Do they only work on the Bryant? Well, how about this? Matheny's people are trained and qualified to work on whatever you have. Whatever brand, whatever type, whatever make, whatever model. Doesn't matter how old, doesn't matter how new. Matheny can work on it. And then you get to how do they act when they're in your home? How respectful are they? Would you want them to come back? And the answer is down the line, yes, 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 yes. They understand that's a big part of it, too. And then what about honesty? Can you trust them? Are they going to take an old part with them, act like they took it out of your furnace and go, look at this old thing we pulled out, and we had to replace it? They don't do that. They don't play that game. There are companies that do. Matheny. Remember that name? Next time you need a heating and cooling company, all we ask, you give them one shot. Give them one chance to come out and take good care of you. And you'll want them back again. 73 years serving all of St. Louis County and all of St. Charles County. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
It's time for another look at traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, you've got a crash on southbound 141 at Bowles that's got the right lane blocked. You've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Page down through Ladue and from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. They're doing some road work that's causing westbound 64 in Illinois to jam up between Route 4 and Highway 50. Downtown eastbound 40 is slowing now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. On, on westbound 40, we're running slow Kings Highway through McCausland. We're heavy again from, looks like Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge, and eastbound 270, that's stacking up Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon, and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is the Big 550. Yeah, baby. KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-1557. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557.
Are you over 25 and need to flatten your belly? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because we're giving away free trials of the Belly Flattening Discovery Nubiotics to anyone who wants to flatten their bloated belly fast. To experience dramatic results, call now for your free trial. But hurry while we're still giving them away for free. 1-800-980-9942. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, there's a strict limit of one free trial per household. Again, if you're over 25 and looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time, it's crucial that you write down this number for your free trial of Nubiotics. Hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-980-9942. That's 1-800-980-9942. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-980-9942.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually syncs your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep at the Bedroom Store.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. It's the holiday season. Some of you will be getting new big screen TVs, entertainment centers, maybe even replacing refrigerators or washers and dryers. You know, new stuff that's replacing the old stuff. But what do you do with the old stuff? Well, you need to call my friends at Pitchit at 314-932-1100. Pitchit provides residential and commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitchit will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove the old stuff from your home, your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse, creating new space for the new stuff. And then they'll clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Their prices are lower than the national chain. Pitchit is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they're fully insured. So call the folks at Pitchit at 314-932-1100. That's Pitchit, 314-932-1100, or Pitchit and Forget It. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply. Happy holidays.
Do you have an IRA? There are 7 common mistakes that could cost you thousands. Discover what they are and how to avoid them on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Most jewelry stores are like cookies from the same cookie cutter and have the same basic selection. And then there's Summit Jewelers in Webster Groves. Their staff of designers, jewelers, appraisers, and sales personnel don't work on commission. Maybe it's the coffee, but their passion shows in their artistry and experience, especially refurbishing estate jewelry. For unique custom crafted jewelry, there's no store like Summit Jewelers anywhere. Summit Jewelers, makers of fine jewelry. 7821 Big Bend in Webster Groves. Online at Summit Jewelers, ST. L.com.
Now at Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese. It's got all the flavors you love. Crispy buffalo chicken and mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
The clown with
the
down.
Okay,
read that email.
Hey, Pally. Before Colin comes in, Peon, I got an email here from John Becker, and he says, please continue the Sleepy Dusty Delta Day to open the show, and maybe you need to tell Eon, ask Archie if he likes it, and then he'll say to his dad to go with it. In other words, if your kid wants it, then maybe... maybe when Archie's just a little older, say, here, you play it for him. Hey, you like this?
Yeah.
John, thank you for the email. Someone else weighing in on the Sleepy Dusty Delta Day, but now we turn the spotlight toward Colin Jeffrey. Colin is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people. The largest selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Fantastic, Colin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, what do we have? I'm ready to find something new that I didn't know about to watch or listen to.
Fair enough. There's DVDs out today. Ant-Man that had Paul Rudd. It was fun. Not the best Marvel.
I don't get Paul Rudd.
Okay.
I just never did.
It's also got Michael Douglas. So
is the sequel Uncle Man?
Oh, my gosh.
See what I did? See what I did there? Aunt and Uncle Humor. It's the hottest craze.
Man. Can we get a poll going on Aunt Uncle Humor?
No. I'll vote against it myself. What else you got?
Minions, which is from Despicable Me. Those little yellow guys that bounce around. That's out on DVD. I did not like it at all. It's one of my least favorite movies of the year.
I dig those cats because they've got one eye.
Oh, boy. Sammy Davis Jr. Humor. In 3 years, most people won't even know who he is.
I know.
Use it all up now.
Then The Transporter Refueled. If you've liked the other Transporter movies, they had Jason Statham. This does not. It's a just action movie, mindless action. So.
Statham, a guy who's not a big headliner, top, you know, he's not a, how should I put it?
A-list movie
he's
star.
He's not an A-list movie star, but he's solid. Oh, he's solid.
I want him to be so successful. Did you see Spy with Melissa McCarthy?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Watch it. It's funny.
That Jason Statham. He's another kind of guy. If I could come back as somebody, it would be Statham. He's that guy you'd like to be if anybody decides they want to pick a fight with you.
He seems very, very cool, too. Yeah. Like, it's not just that he's tough. It's like...
No, you're right. He's cool with it.
He'd always have a comeback, as opposed to me. I just kind of go home and vent or stew. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd have something to say right then. TV. There's a few things you might be excited for, and one I know that you'll be excited for. Did you happen to watch Telenovela last night?
You know that I watched the first 10 minutes, and I liked it. I like Eva Longoria, what's not to like. Yeah. And she's not the stick figure that she was. She now has a decent body because she plumped out a little bit, not a lot. I think I would like this show. It looked to me to be very funny.
And it's going to return in, I believe, January. So they're on demand, the first two episodes. You can watch them. Same thing they did with Superstore. I'm excited that NBC is returning to some scripted comedy, so hopefully that'll be good. Animal Planet, tomorrow night, has a documentary called Melting, Last Race to the Pole. And it's two polar adventurers who try to set a new speed record on the 480-mile unaided trek. So all the supplies they can have are with them. To the North Pole.
Did somebody actually do this?
They're doing it, yes. And they're approaching it also from the angle that the Arctic ice is melting relatively quickly. And
by the way, it was melting really quickly 93 years ago, too.
Yes, but now they're saying that it appears the North Pole in particular, you may not actually be able to stand at in just a couple years. It will be so sort of soupy that you won't be able to stand.
What's Santa Claus going to do? Where's his house?
Oh,
his
my
house
goodness. What if
there?
His house melts, gets washed away?
His house is up there in the North Pole.
I hope somebody's addressed that.
Christmas is ruined for every kid on the planet.
Yeah.
Way to go, global warming.
Hey, Mrs. Clubbins, let's go.
Okay, Dan, we
okay,
get it.
Sorry.
And then The Illusionists on NBC tomorrow night.
This looks good.
Yes, seven magicians had a performance on Broadway earlier this year. I mean, earlier this year. It's December. This year. They have a
earlier this year.
I was kind of correcting myself.
Year.
Like, it was pointless to say earlier this year. It's December.
Was it this year?
It was this year.
It was,
just,
it was earlier this year.
Year. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wasn't later this year.
No, it was earlier.
It was earlier this year.
Yeah.
I was just doing your job for you, Frank. I was correcting, drawing attention to the mistake.
Well done.
Tomorrow night on NBC, 8 o'clock, they have a one-hour special, the centerpiece of which is an underwater act performed by their escapologist.
Dan, don't
do
the underwater thing again, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I don't stop it, he'll do it again.
Right. I know. And then tonight, I'm certain you'll be tuning in for this, 9 o'clock on CBS. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Victoria's Secret Fashion Show?
Whoa! On CBS? Yeah.
CBS.
You know, I don't want to sound gay, but I've watched them before, and they don't do it for me because they're too skinny, and they don't smile, and it's just, I don't know, they look sad to me, like they're hungry, and they wear those wings. What's that all about?
Well, the angels. I think they're done with that now.
The only thing I don't want to watch it is, I'm never going to get any of that. You know, it's depressing. What do you torture yourself for?
If I wanted to watch women in limited clothing, I have the entire internet for that. I don't need to go to...
No, Peon, you have a wife. And when you home, if your marriage is like mine, you come home to that every night.
Yeah.
Get your clothes off. Lingerie show thing. Yeah, we don't need to see
just your apron on cooking dinner.
Yeah. Get your clothes off.
How many times have I seen that in my house?
Oh, yeah, none.
Come in here and dance for me.
Never gets old.
Welcome home, hon, Angela says.
Yeah.
Hope you don't mind if I dance around in the newest lingerie that I got.
Right.
Boy, I'll tell you, we don't need to see any more of that.
Lily Aldridge will be there tonight in a $2 million bra.
See, that's stupid.
Yeah,
it's the jewelry that's stupid. It's stupid.
Well, yes. No, the bra is jeweled, yes. But it's $2 million, so that's the big draw.
Yeah.
Netflix had 16 new shows this year. Next year, they plan to have 31 scripted series. So they will now be larger than a couple of networks out there with original programming.
You know who's really got to be nervous now, especially, is NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, because they're limited in what they can do.
Yeah.
The FCC, they've got to be huddling every day going, how are we going to keep viewers?
Netflix just came out. They keep their ratings very tightly guarded, but HBO's Game of Thrones has been enormous, huge ratings. Every year they keep growing. Netflix just came out and said that their Daredevil show, which was I like, they said it has more viewers per episode. More people have watched it per episode than any episode of Game of Thrones ever. So they're saying their shows are just hugely watched. And I believe it entirely because how many people share passwords and don't even subscribe that are seeing it? So how many times have these episodes been watched?
I think you can take one subscription and use it five different devices or something. We've used my son's Netflix password. You're right.
You don't watch The Daily Show, but last night Jon Stewart returned as a guest to talk with Trevor Noah, and he was there to speak on a topic that's very near to his heart. About 5.5 years ago, he had a panel of four first responders on who were all first responders at Ground Zero after 9/11, and they were talking about something called the Zadroga Act. And this provides for them insurance and takes care of their health costs because they found out that they're getting sick from things that were in the buildings when they collapsed. This has still not happened. So last night he was on The Daily Show. Ignore the politics of the entire situation. The most powerful moment was, he said, 5 years ago we had a panel here and there were four people, so I want to invite them back. And they move over to that table, and only one of them is still there. Two were too sick to attend.
Wow.
And the fourth had died.
Wow.
And so this is something, if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag worst responders and tweet at your officials, because they've yet to pass this. It's called the Zadroga Act. You can find the clip online, but that was one of those times in a comedy show when it kind of punches you in the gut.
Yeah, good.
We're going to make it a bit more upbeat now. The Grammy nominations are out, and I know you're a huge current music fan, Frank, so we figured
yes.
We would play a bit of the Song of the Year. So I'll just go
each
ahead.
Each of the five nominees?
Each of the five nominees. Do you want to give which
Throw
one
you're one out.
Let's go with Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
All righty.
As you meet you, where you been, I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven.
So there you go, Frank.
I can handle that. That's okay.
Okay, so now we'll move on to, that was Taylor Swift, and now we'll move on to...
Who has gotten much better looking, I might add.
Yeah, she has.
She put a couple of pounds on. She looks better.
Girl Crush by Little Big Town.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Great song.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but
I like this man.
It's on my iPod.
This was the huge song from the summer next for Furious 7. It was written specifically for it and the death of Paul Walker. It is See You Again is the next one we're going to play. That's Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth.
Oh, this is a good one, I think.
Got to get through the piano.
Charlie Puth, I never heard of him.
He's the guy singing.
It's been a long
Frank's.
He's got a great voice.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when
we've heard this song. This is my wife's favorite out of the bunch, Thinking Out Loud with Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Familiar, Frank?
No.
And I
really? You don't know
I like
it?
Oh, it's a really good
Where
song.
Where would I have heard it? Everywhere.
Yeah.
This was
listen to
music radio.
No, I don't know any of these songs.
And look at Peon. He didn't even know. He's 30-something years old.
And then this, Ian and I had to work very hard to find a clean version of this. I honestly don't know how they played on the radio outside of this vert. Like, it's just weird. So this is All Right by Kendrick Lamar.
Something wrong with her.
All's my life I has to fight.
There. Now you're talking.
Winner.
No, thank you.
Kendrick Lamar leads all artists with 11 nominations.
What does that say? How about that? 11 nominations for this clown, and that's an example of his music.
Yeah, all the audio dropouts were words that you couldn't hear.
Those were all words that were not allowed to play on the radio.
No, thank you.
Oh, that was the audio dropouts? The song's not really like
no,
that?
No, there's well, some think... of that, but over each one of them, there's also a bad word.
Oh.
Like in the CD version. And this is just a quick primer for everyone. Song, record, and album of the year. Song is for the performer. Song is for the songwriter, sorry. Song is for the song whoever wrote those songs. Record of the year is for the performer. And album of the year is for the total album. So there, everyone always asks, why are there so many? Are you a Walking Dead fan? You aren't, are you?
Nope, I've never watched one episode.
So Norman Reedus plays Daryl. He's a fan favorite. Well, a very, very big fan favorite, apparently, at a convention this past week. He was bitten by someone.
Whoa!
Who was dressed up as a walker, which are the zombies in the show.
Well, that's what you get.
They walked up, and Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas are divorced. We now know how much Melanie Griffith will be getting in a settlement. $65,000 a month.
That's pretty good.
$65,000 a month. And
she was probably almost the bigger star going into that marriage, wasn't she?
Now she can pay to have the air let out of her lips.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it was probably... Well, she was definitely a bigger star than she is now.
Yes.
She hasn't been anything.
She was.
What's he done lately?
Well, that's true. I mean, he said that the animated stuff, right?
He's doing all right if he's got sick... Yeah, animated movies.
Oh, no. I'm sure he's okay.
Voice over.
You know what he was great in? Zorro with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Really good in that.
This is someone I grew up listening to on the radio doing interviews, performing interviews.
Yeah, that one kind of half sprung.
Diane Rehm, who...
That, and I totally understand the vulnerability.
If you remember her from NPR, she's been on NPR for a long time. That was her voice.
Are you kidding? We don't listen to NPR.
You're talking to a room of...
juvenile delinquents.
Yeah. She has something called spasmodic dysphonia, and it makes her voice like that. But she's retiring. I just wanted to mention that.
Spasmodic dysphonia.
Yes.
That's a great name.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Time released their shortlist for Man of the Year, Person of the Year. Not Man of the Year, Person of the Year. I'm going to read you some of them and tell me who you would pick from this list.
Now who we would pick or who we think Time will pick. There's a difference.
Well, who you would pick.
Okay.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
The Black Lives Matter activist.
No.
Travis Kalanick. He's the CEO of Uber.
Okay.
Angela Merkel. the German chancellor, Vladimir Putin, who has won before, Hassan Rouhani, who is the president of Iran, Donald Trump, and Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He's the leader of ISIS. He's the leader of ISIS.
I would say Donald Trump, simply because who has generated more talk and gotten more media attention than Donald Trump?
What is this for?
This is Time Magazine Person of the Year.
Person of the Year, and they got the guy from ISIS?
Yeah, I thought they normally did it for positive things. I guess not.
No. Just, they've had some nasty people. Wasn't Charles Manson at one time the Person of the Year? So I mean, they've had some bad people.
Oh.
So it's about who has captured the world's attention more than anybody else.
I don't know. It would either be Trump or the head of ISIS, I would say.
Yeah, I would think one of the two.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, it's been some really odd choices, too. Like in 2006, the Person of the Year was you. And it was just like a big finger pointing back at you.
See,
you're the best.
No, you know what that means? They didn't have anything. Lazy. Yes. That says lazy.
It was the protester in 2011, Good Samaritans in 2005, whistleblowers, and it's just really odd. So, and I don't like those choices personally. I don't
know.
At all. But
I don't think most people know the name of the Uber guy or the name of the head of ISIS. I don't think most people even know that name. Those names.
And you're done? Is that what you're getting ready to say?
They unveil it Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Mm. But your report's finished?
I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
I'm surprised that you did the Antonio Banderas, Melanie Griffith divorce, but not the new child between...
what's the matter with you? You call yourself an entertainment reporter?
I figured that... Why can't I think of his name?
Saint West or something?
Saint West.
Why can't I think... No.
That's his name.
5 o'clock hour. Why can't I think of his name
right now?
Mike Evans. Mike Evans would have that.
Oh, Mike Evans will probably
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
He reads just Enquirer.
I thought you would give a little shout out to St. West.
I don't like reporting, Mike.
Now you can play his theme music.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
We've humiliated him.
Oh, thank you.
All right, there he goes. How about it for Colin Jeffrey, everybody? Thank you, Colin. Colin will be back Friday with Paul Harvey. He'll do another.
Harris.
Okay. And he's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Bill Cleveland will join us shortly. American Equity Mortgage, I'm sure, it's almost 5 o'clock, so I'm sure they're wrapping up a meeting, multiple meetings at their offices with people who have finally come to their senses and said, as homeowners, we no longer want to throw away money. We no longer want to carry bad debt, high-interest debt, which is what credit card debt is. Your credit card balance is a loan. You borrowed money from MasterCard or Discover or whatever, and now you have to pay them back. And what many people don't realize is they're the worst lenders in the world, except for some of these paycheck payday people, because they just stick it to you with interest. And it's not deductible interest. Those days ended back in the 80s. It's just interest, and it's too much interest. You need to make a minimum payment a month or two to kind of get over a hump, fine. But if you're doing it every month, knock it off, and American Equity Mortgage will show you as a homeowner how to do that. Now, you're not a homeowner, but you want to become one, or you're selling a house and buying a house, of course they're there for your mortgage business, regardless of your credit rating or history, because most people, truth is, don't have perfect credit. And they're real good about getting it done for you quickly and getting you the best rate you can get. They are the one that the others want to be, but they're not. They're American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Let's check on some traffic now with Tim Wiley.
Well, they were working to clear a stall that was blocking the left lane on westbound 40 just before the Boone Bridge. Traffic's backed up all the way to Clarkson. You have eastbound 270. That's a solid jam now from Highway 370 around to New Florissant. Northbound 170. It's stop and go now from the St. Charles Rock Road up through Airport. We have southbound 270 stop and go from just south of Page through Doherty Ferry. And look for eastbound 40 downtown to start jamming up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
See SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com for appearance times for the original Crestwood Plaza Santa. Eyeglass Repair.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi, that's the app you want. It's free, it's easy to download, and it's a great way to get the only cab you want if you're really aiming the PM, and that's a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Clevland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, McDonald's has launched a brand new mobile app. So far, the only big problem is that the customers keep putting ketchup on it, trying to eat it. But, other than that, it works great. Check that out.
What?
Start slow.
Keep it going.
This is how we do it here. Bob Dole today said that both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are too extreme. Yeah. Bob Dole still alive. Who knew?
He's still holding his pen?
Oh, see, yeah. that's not nice. Oh. See, that he's got a handy deformed.
You really uglied it up here.
Way to go, Dad.
Sorry.
We just lost all our one-handed people.
No, he's got both hands.
Yeah, he's got both hands.
We lost all our pen holders. We lost them all.
I was going to say you're ruining my report, but that's impossible.
No, you did that with the first joke.
That ketchup apple.
Well, a drunk guy in Florida was arrested the other day for driving 110 miles an hour down the highway.
Ooh.
It was easy to spot him. He was the only one in the entire state driving 100 miles an hour faster than everybody else.
Oh, I get it. Old people driving 10 miles an hour.
Right. And finally, this afternoon.
This is good stuff.
Well, I hate to see this. A guy in Thailand wound up in jail for several years because of a typo on a form. And turns out he only roped a cow.
And bestiality here. Nothing
That's
funnier than doing it with animals.
The Bill Clevland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KPR.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.